from KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line.
Those bit swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Thursday night, we welcome you in. It is time for another edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. A very abbreviated program tonight. Have you for the next 21 minutes as we will take you to the bottom of the hour and 6:30. That's when we're going to get out of here a little early for Thursday night football. We can all root against the Rams tonight. That's what we do in St. Louis. They match up against the Vikings, and we've got it for you right here on KMOX. So let's jump right in. No need for formalities here at the beginning of the program. We only have about 20 more minutes to go. This is something I've actually been wanting to talk about much of the week, and this has been kind of a crazy week with the news earlier in the week from the Cardinals and then the Robert Thomas injury with the Blues. We've just been very busy all week long, so I've kept pushing this back and back and back, and finally I've got the opportunity to play for you something that I kind of find humorous and also I think is interesting when you kind of view the state of how people view the Cardinals. So most hosts, radio hosts, they go through life, they observe things that are going on in life, and then maybe they talk about them. I do that because I host a sports show and not more of a general talk type show like Chris and Amy or Dave Glover. Maybe I don't get to mention quite as much stuff that I observe in the world as the week goes along, unless maybe I want to throw it in the final segment. But I'm sitting at church on Sunday morning. Yes, church. And we're not turning this into the KMOX Bible Hour or anything. You don't have to worry about that. But I'm sitting at church on Sunday. All the normal stuff is going on when you go to church, the worship music and everything. And finally, the pastor comes out to do his sermon. Shout out the pastor at my church, Nicomas Perez. And as he's talking, he says something that really, really catches my attention from a sports standpoint. He says something that that kind of caught me off guard, if I'm being honest with you.
For St. Louisans, we're a people who like to settle. For example, our St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. Does it not feel like we have settled? Like, we are just what we are now? We don't want to get better? But that's not just the ball team, it's our city. That's how we got here as a city.
Middle of a sermon, or start of a sermon, Cardinals are catching strays in a Sunday morning sermon. And to be fair, that is, he went on, like, we don't want to spend too much time on it. It's not really applicable to a sports show. But to be fair, the context of it, he went on to talk about people settling in St. Louis, gateway to the West. And eventually it was the point he was making was Christians need to not settle in their faith, but they need to share their faith. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. So I heard that. And if I'm being very honest about that, I've probably never paid less attention to a sermon from that point forward because I spent the next 40 minutes thinking about that statement, the statement that was made. And if you are a church-going type person, you know this for sure. When pastors make jokes, it doesn't matter how bad the joke is, they always get the laugh. They always get the laugh. So you always know when there's like an intended joke. And I know he said that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, there was zero reaction to it. And that's what got me thinking. Again, completely from a sports perspective on that. What got me thinking was there was just this complete acceptance among a very large room at the place where I go to church that the Cardinals have settled. That was the term that he used, and I would respectfully disagree. I feel pretty comfortable respectfully disagreeing with a pastor when it comes to their sports takes. Maybe not so much on their faith based takes, but on their sports takes, I can respectfully disagree. And that's what kind of got me when I was sitting there in church of all places, where I'm supposed to get away from everything. I did not get away from it in that moment because there was just this overwhelming acceptance of the idea that the Cardinals have settled. Now, let's look at the raw facts. The Cardinals have not had very much postseason success in recent years. The Cardinals are back-to-back years of not even getting into the postseason. And they have they've just not been a team that has met expectations. I would argue that not meeting expectations and settling are two very different things. And this has just stuck with me, the idea of settling. I don't think this was an off season last year. So going back a year ago, I don't think it was an off season of settling when they signed Lance Lynn for $11 million and signed Kyle Gibson for $13 million and signed Sonny Gray for 3 years and $75 million. So, you know, darn near, what, $100 million or so invested in those three. And for just the single year, the investment at, like, you know, 35 or whatever it was between the three for the year. Like, that's not settling. We can question the decision-making if the decisions are good. But in many ways, to me, it's more that the Cardinals kind of lost their way. And that's what brings us to right now, and something that we have talked about a lot since the season came to an end, and more specifically, since the press conference where they announced the revamp of player development. And now more and more, it seems like the revamp, the reset, the retool is going to look maybe even more like a rebuild, whatever reword you want to use, as just you start reading between the lines and it feels like they're going to try to get out from as many contracts as they possibly can. But I don't think they do that to settle. I don't think they do that because they are comfortable being a team that is not built for a long postseason run. I don't think they do that because they're comfortable being a team that may not make the playoffs. I think they do that because they evaluate where the organization is right now and say, this isn't working anymore. These decisions that have been made were not great decisions. We've lost our way in some areas. You know, even a couple days ago when John Mozeliak spoke and they were going through kind of the organizational structure is going to look a little bit different. They're going to have a farm director and also a performance director, and those are two different positions that they previously had, but at some point they kind of came together. They're talking about how Department A and Department B need to do a better job of working together and not being isolated in their own silos, but being able to, you know, really collaborate, things like that. Stuff that the organization, I think, was doing previously that maybe they've lost their way a little bit. And so, I'm not trying to sit here every night and make this say, hey, the Cardinals are the greatest organization in the world and everything's great. But I think it's okay to take a step back and say, no, this isn't a team that's settling. This is a team that spent a fair amount of money last offseason, and it kind of worked, but it kind of didn't work as well because they improved mightily from the year before. That's the good part, but they didn't improve enough because they didn't get to the playoffs. And that, at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. So what are they doing? They're investing in this team's long-term future. And I got to think there's going to be some growing pains this year. If this team doesn't win a lot of games this year, and when winning this year is taking a little bit of a backseat towards the long-term ability for this team to contend on an every-year basis once again, that can hurt this team. The attendance numbers were not great this past season. We saw that. And it's an organization that relies on attendance. And I'm sure they are well aware of the fact that they could have another tough year from an attendance standpoint, but they are viewing it as worth it to get this thing back rolling once again. And the way you get the Cardinals rolling once again is by making sure that you are developing as much high-end talent as you possibly can. But yeah, that struck me a little bit when I heard that. Never thought that on Sports Open Line I'd be playing a 30-second segment from a church sermon, but they went a little baseball-y this past weekend, and it just it caught me for sure. All right, we will take a break, and when we come back as we get ready to play football for you tonight, Thursday night football, we'll talk a little St. Louis football, and we'll talk about the Battle Hawks as Anthony Becht had an opportunity to meet with the media and talk through a number number of things, including the new turf and the new lighting at the Dome. We'll hear a little bit about that coming up and wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line in just a moment right here on KMOX.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Into our final segment of what is a very shortened edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line today here on KMOX. We get done early because of a Thursday night football. We as St. Louisans get to come together and root against the Rams this evening. They match up against the Vikings, and we've got coverage from Westwood One beginning in about 7 minutes or so. So we've got just a few minutes left in the program. Also, an update on what's going on in Toronto. The Blues are in action as they match up against the Maple Leafs, and the Blues are out to a 1-0 lead as they face off against their former coach, Craig Berube, who was hired as the Maple Leafs coach in the offseason. Philip Broberg scoring for the Blues, his second goal of the year, assist to Jordan Kyrou and Pavel Buchnevich. As the big question for the Blues is, what are they going to look like now without Robert Thomas here moving forward? Are the lines going to kind of stabilize? The top line right now has Braden Schenn centering Brandon Saad and Jake Neighbors. It was that second line that was on the ice when the goal was scored, with Pavel Buchnevich centering Jordan Kyrou and Alexander Texier Broberg, part of that second defensive pairing. Scott Perunovic is playing tonight, making his season debut. Oscar Sundquist also in the lineup this evening as well. And we'll talk more about the Blues coming up tomorrow as they open up a road trip that is mostly through Canada. They'll wrap up by playing a game in Philadelphia, but they'll play three Canadian games before they go to Philadelphia and then eventually get back to St. Louis. Yesterday, the Battlehawks and the folks at the Dome unveiled some of the changes that have been made for this season. There's new turf that's been put down, thank goodness, because that old turf just did not look good. New LED lighting inside of the Dome as well. Battlehawks coach Anthony Becht was in town. And, yeah, surprisingly, you would see that turf on TV, and you would assume that it was just absolutely terrible. Becht actually said the turf that they've played on inside the Dome, while it did not look good, it actually was still a pretty good quality of turf.
That turf is actually solid. It's just aesthetically, you know, it just wasn't very pleasing to the eye, I think, for fans, and they just assumed it wasn't a good turf. But, you know, it was about 12 years old, so just having that upgrade, I mean, you know, to get something that has a little bit more of the, you know, the nuances of the new stadiums and turf and stuff like that, it's exciting.
And then one of the other things that they unveiled was the new LED lighting that's going to be going on inside. And there's even a number of NFL stadiums that don't have this yet. It's the direction that sports lighting is going at this point with the LEDs. They could do a lot of things with it. They can, you know, whether it's colors or dimming the light very, very quickly and doing a light show and all that sort of stuff. But from a football standpoint, I thought it was interesting when Beck talked a little bit about how the LED lighting can actually impact the play of the game.
You know, I was just seeing, like, you know, how they shine as far as, you know, if you're tracking a football, you know, you always, the side ones aren't going to be an issue, but you look at these ones in the corners, you know, and they look like they can all be dimmed at a certain level. So when you're tracking the football, like, how is that, if a football's coming down and your eyes hit it real quick, now you can have that problem with normal lighting as well, but the fact that they can be adjusted, you can actually amplify the sides, and then those ones you can kind of make them what you want. So that's the nice flexibility about it. And then when you have other events in here, you just jack them up and you have the perfect lighting. So yeah, I mean, they're going to do what we need to do to make it great for ideal playing situations, but right now it looks great.
Anthony Becht, football coach / stadium lighting expert right there. But it is interesting from a playing standpoint how light, you hear it sometimes about venues, about how lighting can impact. Of course, there's the famous story with Busch Stadium and Albert Pujols that he was taking some swings before the ballpark even opened up, and he could sense that the lighting wasn't quite right somewhere, and they went up and they readjusted the lights, and turns out there was actually some missing coverage. You don't know how real that is compared to, you know, kind of the lore of the legend Albert Pujols. But yeah, lighting certainly can make a difference. Last thing from Anthony Becht, more from an actual playing standpoint. Obviously, A.J. McCarron has been the Battlehawks quarterback here recently, and you kind of wonder whether or not he is going to be back for another year with the team. Becht did not have much of an answer when it came to that.
I think right now, you know, between me and Dave, we're assessing our entire roster. You know, we love AJ's done some awesome things for our team. We won a lot of football games with AJ, and he's a great player, and he still is a great player. But I think it's just across the board, you know, we're just assessing everything. AJ's with his family. He's taking a break. He's rehabbing his injuries, among our other players, you know. And I get players calling me all the time, and, you know, what are we doing, whatever that. We did obviously lock in some players so far, but we're still evaluating everything. You know, we really haven't dove deep in what AJ's plans are, what he'd like to do, and really for us, like, what do we want? How do we want to make any additions or help this team be great? But we loved our quarterback room last year, and it's got us 14 wins over the last two seasons, and we're really proud of that and thankful for that, because without a great quarterback, that doesn't happen. So we'll see how that, you know, see what happens, see how it shakes out as we move forward. It's very early in the process, and again, once we get that opportunity to really lock in and guys know, hey, the NFL's not calling or this or that, that's when we kind of start working on some of that next tier players that we have that we want to secure.
That is Battlehawks coach Anthony Becht speaking yesterday. That's just about going to do it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Again, we've got Thursday night football coming your way this evening as the Vikings are on the road to match up against the Rams. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little bit of a shortened program as well. SLU Billikens basketball exhibition game tomorrow evening. Coverage of that will begin at 6:45, so I'll have you for about 45 minutes coming up tomorrow. Thanks so much for being tuned in. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on KMOX.